Welcome to Outside the Box. Looking at my own experience for a change, today's topic is self-actualization. In an earlier Outside the Box, I noted Abraham Maslow's hierarchy of needs and how basic and important security and safety is for us all. At the other end is what Maslow calls self-actualization, defined as, quote, achieving one's full potential, including creative activities, end quote. Have you succeeded in gaining some amount of self-actualization? I believe I have, although I think a huge amount of luck is what made it possible. I've been pretty fortunate ever since my first breath. Our family might have been called lower middle class. We didn't have a lot of money, but we always seemed to have enough, so that I never felt deprived while growing up. My father was always loving and owned a small, one-person retail store that provided some income. My mother, who worked in schools, wanted me to be a high achiever and wealthier than they were. I knew that was not for me, and my mother, while obviously disappointed, never was too much of a pain about it. I was able to go to college and get a degree, thanks to public education being cheap at that time, having a part-time job for several years, and getting some help from my parents. I got a job after college at a subsistence wage. Being somewhat of a scrounge and being good at living cheap, I was able to save money, even with a low wage. I discovered my passion in my first full-time job as a VISTA volunteer, organizing lower-income people to provide for their own basic needs. It was not related to my college education, but it was meaningful, motivating, and usually fun. I could not stop doing it, whether I was getting paid for it or not. I believe it was, and still is, my calling in life. I kept on living cheap with other jobs like VISTA, saved money, and was able to buy a low-priced house with a small loan of a few $1,000s from my parents. In 1979, I applied for two jobs I really wanted. I didn't get either of them and decided I would never again be dependent on someone else to hire me for a job or income. Instead, I essentially created a job for myself, doing the kind of work I really wanted to do. Then I asked people I had been working with to donate to my work through an organization I had created. They did. It was not a lot of money, but since I was good at living cheap, it was enough. By accident, I bought a tabletop printing press to print some of the information I was distributing through my work. Printing became a small side hustle, providing some additional income while not taking up a lot of my time. And more people were donating to my organization to support my work. Since I was still living cheap, I kept on saving and doing work I really wanted to do. I was lucky in other respects. My health was good enough to avoid huge medical bills. I found a life partner who also was good at living cheap. Together we made enough to live on and save more money to buy a better house. The work I did, organizing around peace and social justice issues, was still my passion, and I never burned out or lost my enthusiasm. Had I tried to do the same thing one or two generations later, I would probably not have managed financially. Being born in 1949 rather than 1970 or 1995 was pure luck. Almost 10 years ago, I stopped working for the organization I started, but I didn't stop doing that meaningful, motivating, and usually fun work. I'm not even sure I would call it work, although if work has a positive meaning, then work it is. When someone asks me if I'm retired, I say, no, I'm just working without pay. I felt extremely lucky to be able to achieve a certain amount of self-actualization in my life. I had parents that did not mess me up too much, and enough economic security to not need a lot. I learned to live cheap and to feel fine about it. I accidentally found my life's passion and a great life partner. I was able to meet Maslow's basic needs, taking care of my physiological needs, like food, water, shelter, etc. Feeling safe and secure, having positive relationships with others, and feeling a sense of accomplishment and self-esteem. I may not have achieved my full potential, but I think I came close. Everybody who achieves some form of self-actualization will do it differently. Have you managed to do it? And if so, how? I'm Larry Dansinger, lucky to be able to live well and make a small difference in this world.